Monroe County Solid Waste Manager Gail Free says they received the grant from Focus on Energy to help pay for the study. The county's landfill gives off 95 cubic feet of methane gas per minute. Free says they're currently capturing and destroying the gas with a flare system. He says it makes more sense to try to recover the gas and convert it to energy.
By running a motor-driven generator, and being that we're a smaller landfill, we're looking at the possibility of supplementing that gas with an anaerobic digester, where we would use local waste materials of food waste and animal manure to create gas and combine the two sources to generate electricity.
Free says they're looking to possibly use food waste from Fort McCoy and manure from a slaughterhouse in Norwalk to turn into electricity, which would then be sold to Alliant Energy. Mary Eiler Radel is a strategic account manager with Alliant Energy. She says they're working on the study with Focus on Energy.
They're going to do the first run of calculations on the energy savings, and that will come out, be part of the feasibility study that they're undertaking right now. Is the feasibility study will look at that and say, here's what it would cost, here's how much energy you're going to be able to generate.
Eiler Radel says the more energy the Monroe County landfill is able to produce, the more grant money the county may be able to receive from Alliant Energy to get the project going. Free says they will wrap up the financial analysis of the study in the next couple weeks. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.